listening to hour number three of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. That is freetalklive.com. As we start things out with a story about a 17-year-old who helped his mom out a little bit when a carjacker attempted to take control of a situation. What happened, Mark?
Well, it's called toadvocate.com. Strange. It's an AP story. A man with a gun was trying to force a woman out of her car at a fast food drive-thru when the woman's 17-year-old son wrestled the gun away from him and shot him.
Wow.
Carl Chestnut, 44, of Kenner, this is near L.A., is expected to survive wounds to his head and body and will face armed robbery charges.
What a shame.
Yeah, that he has survived?
Yep.
Yep. Faced, now
you're
we
gonna shoot to kill.
Now we have to pay to incarcerate this human piece of garbage
right.
for 10, 15 years.
I mean, it was good that the kid shot him.
Lucky.
I mean, I'm glad the kid did what he did, but he should have aimed for the head.
Well, it's hard to live with, the idea of killing a man. That's not the easiest thing.
Two in the chest, one in the head.
Gotcha. Armed robbery charges once he is released from East Jefferson General Hospital. That's according to the sheriff's office spokesperson. It would have been safer to hand over the keys and let the gunman drive off, said the spokesman. Fortunato.
There you go. Just let him take your car.
Fortunato said the 53-year-old.
Would have been safer for the gunman, too.
Yeah, it would have. Everybody would have been better off. Just give him your car. Fortunato said the 53-year-old woman was in line at Arby's Roast Beef Restaurant. Do you like Arby's?
Mm-hmm.
At 1:30 a.m. When Chestnut walked up and pointed a gun at her, demanding her money and the car. When he leaned inside, aiming the gun with one hand and trying to yank her out of the car with the other.
Why would you want to take someone in a drive-thru?
I don't know.
I mean, normally it's not too easy to get out of a line in a drive-thru. Maybe she was first in line at that point. Maybe she was waiting for her food. I guess that would be the best point at which to do it. But, I mean, there's cameras around there, too. I mean, it would seem to be just an awful idea.
They're not going to slow down in too many places. I guess the corner is a good one, but then the people can see you running up. You can hide near a drive-thru.
I see where you're coming from.
So, anyway, he leaned inside, aiming the gun with one hand and trying to yank her out with the other. The 17-year-old grabbed the gun, Fortunato said. He said it went off.
Wait, which
once.
Side did he lean in? Does it say?
I believe through the driver, but it does not say. The impression I got.
Huh.
He said it went off once, but it didn't hit anyone. Once the youth got the gun, he shot Chestnut several times.
Wow.
Selena Rhodes, a corporate officer for Arby's, said he saved his mother's life. He's a hero.
Damn right.
An absolute hero. I have to give him a free roast beef sandwich.
I hope they did.
Lee acknowledged that the gamble succeeded, but said it was one that could have cost lives. He repeated advice.
Is this the cop?
Of course. It's always the cops. The cops are always want you disarmed.
That's right.
They could care less if your car's missing.
They're not very likely to find your car in any decent shape either,
no.
By the way.
No.
If they find it.
Doesn't matter to them. It's easy for this guy to say, oh, well, you know, it's okay.
This is our job.
Yep. We're the only ones who should have guns. You shouldn't even take them away from an attacker and shoot him with them.
Yep.
Lee acknowledged the gamble.
You should just let him point his gun at you.
He repeated, the advice was the best way to survive a holdup is to cooperate. Give them the money. Give them the keys. You make an insurance payment on your car and nobody gets shot. He said.
Wow.
Especially the criminal.
Is that the end of the story?
That is the end of the story.
Well, it's a positive story. I would have loved to have seen the video footage from that one because.
Mm-hmm.
The kid must have had some sort of jiu-jitsu move or something like that. That's pretty slick. The guy sticking a gun in through the window. It sounded to me like he was sticking it in through the passenger side. But then again, it wouldn't make sense for him to grab at the woman from the passenger side. And it would seem to be kind of difficult for the kid to reach across and grab the gun if it's being held up at the window level. Anyway, I think it'd be very interesting if there happened to be like an Arby's camera trained on the car to see exactly.
It would be
what
interesting
happened.
To see what happened. But I just thought it was interesting. A good citizen out there got a gun from a criminal and shot him with it.
He's
times.
Lucky they didn't charge him.
He is very lucky.
First of all, the kid's lucky that he was able to wrest the gun away from the criminal. Because if the kid had his own gun, and if the kid had pulled his gun and shot this guy, then you can damn well bet he'd have some charges. This is Los Angeles, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't have a gun in Los Angeles unless you've got a permit. And you sure as hell can't get a permit if you're 17. So at least he was able to wrest the gun away from the criminal in that case. Because normally when there's a situation like this, the cops will actually bring charges on the innocent person, some sort of assault charge or something, you know, firing a weapon within city limits. They'll find something to throw at you. So he's very fortunate in that aspect. And he's also fortunate to have lived through it as well. But congratulations to him. And if they, you know, they didn't even have their own gun, but man, this is one of the reasons why people should be able to carry weapons to protect themselves from criminals like this. I remember when we were hanging out with my friend out in Los Angeles after we went to the convention out there. He told us that he could not leave the house with his guns. He had guns and he had the licenses for them, but he couldn't leave the house with his guns.
How can you have a license and still not leave the house with them? I don't understand.
Well, I guess you can go to the range or something like that. Mm-hmm.
But they have to be unloaded and in carrying cases and things like that.
You can't actually have, as I understood it from what he said, a loaded pistol in California on your person, even if you have a permit. Craziness.
I wonder what happens if you happen to have it and you foil some robber. I wonder if they charge you. Yeah, but
they will charge you. 1-800-259-9231. So it's just a fact that
it
guns
just leaves the cops
safe.
And criminals with guns.
Right, and
only
the
cops and only the criminals are the only ones that have guns.
Look how brazen this guy was. In fact, the guy was so brazen he knows no one has guns in their car accessible. Because if a gun is within accessible reach, then you violated the law.
Right, it didn't stop this guy from having a gun.
Right, he was very brazen as a result, and maybe got a little sloppy because he was so confident in himself, or maybe he was high on crack. One or the other.
Whatever.
Or both.
All the better reason to have a gun.
We're going from cars to the bus here in a moment. The story out of Portland about the 14-year-old girls. We'll get to that in moments. Kissing on the bus. But first, it's Troy in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live, Troy.
Hi there.
What's on your mind?
Well, I'd like to talk about poaching. You guys had mentioned hunting licenses and fishing licenses.
Yeah.
It reminded me of an anecdote I have. I'm a farmer here in Saskatchewan, and there's a lot of open area with a lot of deer and moose and antelope running around. And it's kind of funny that the state controls who can hunt them and when they, how many you can kill to eat and stuff like that. But essentially these these deer are the property of the state.
Yeah, they might as well be.
Yeah, well, they control them anyway, but they're running around. This property is running around on farmers' land and ranchers' land, eating their stuff. So we're feeding them, but we can't shoot them.
You can't shoot a caribou that's eating your crops?
No, they just run around free and yeah.
Can you shoot them with like buckshot or like BBs or something?
Rock.
No, they're just vast open areas of. They just run around.
Right, you won't have a chance to see them.
Pardon me?
You won't even have a chance to see them to get a shot off. I mean, can you shoot?
No, I can carry a gun around on the tractor and shoot as many as I want. I just don't. But they don't cause that big of a problem because there's negligible how much they eat compared to how big the fields are, right? But I'm just saying that it's just kind of funny that we're beating them, but we can't shoot them. It's against the law unless you can shoot one or two a year depending on the licenses you buy. It's just ridiculous. That's all I wanted to point out.
Wow. It's all about control. Thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. It's sad, man. There's no property rights anymore. The government owns you. They own your property. They own everything. They can control you on your own land. How far have we fallen? Here's the email about the hunting thing. Jason writes in, I'm an avid outdoorsman who loves all sorts of activities like hunting, fishing, and kayaking. All of these activities require me to comply with state registration and licensing laws. Recently, Congress enacted a law requiring outdoorsmen to now supply a social security number in order to gain the permission from the state to take part in these activities. I despise these regulations. If the land I'm using is private property, I should not need permission, but I still do. If the land I'm using is public, then in part through being a citizen of the state, I should own that property and not be restricted in using it. My first thought was to simply show my protest through civil disobedience. However, I fear if I don't comply, I'll be stopped by enforcement agents who I regularly see when I'm enjoying the outdoors.
Yes.
And will be fined. In the past years, I would have no problem taking a stand on these types of issues, but now that I'm a husband and father of three, I have to think of how my actions might affect my family.
Right.
And so he's looking for some ideas as to what he can do in this case. He doesn't want to bow down and get the licenses, but how can he enjoy his outdoor activities if he doesn't? We'll look at it coming up in your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you'll be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Ted Anderson for Midas. June 21st, 2007. Gold, 656, 10 and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for 677, 38, 334, 25 for half, 167, 13 for quarter. That's 667, 38, 334, 25 and 167, 13. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you, that's 800-259-9231, and it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free. Those features include archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there, front page of the website, for your downloading convenience at freetalklive.com.
Are you prepared for the day the dollar drops to zero? D2Z.org proposes that day is near. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. That's D2Z.org.
So we're just reading an email from Jason, who is an avid outdoorsman, likes to hunt, likes to fish, likes to kayak. And believe it or not, apparently in whatever state he lives in, apparently it's Pennsylvania, all of those activities require registration and licensing by the state. Kayaking. Anyway, he is he's not interested because now there's some new law that says you have to supply a social security number in order to get the license to partake in said activities. And not interested in giving up his privacy in that particular way, he doesn't want to go and get these licenses. Mm-hmm. He just wants to enjoy being an outdoorsman, drop a line in the water and catch some fish, that
God
sort of
knows.
Thing.
Kayak.
But apparently he's not allowed, and so he's looking for some sort of alternative option, something he can do. If you've got a suggestion for him, I'd like to hear it at 800-259-9231. I don't know. I don't think there's really anything he can do except just avoid the enforcement agents. I mean, if you see him coming, get the hell out of there.
I would think he would be able to get away with the kayaking without a license. It seems so absurd. But fishing licenses are in every single state.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the state's concerned, if you're going to come here and take our fish, you need to get a license, whether it's a one-day, three-day, or one-year license. You need to have that in order to fish here.
And apparently they check these things fairly often.
Oh, yes.
Huh?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't fish. I find it boring as sin, but nonetheless.
The funny thing is when you're just like a local person, mm-hmm. and you're doing some fishing, I don't know what the rules are as far as fishing licenses go, because I'm so rarely go out. But you can convince me to go fishing. Some guy could say, hey, let's go fishing today. That sounds like a good idea.
And
let's
you wouldn't
go.
Think about a license?
I wouldn't even consider a license. What's going to happen to me?
Fined. You'd be fined. And if you don't pay the fine, you're going to a jail cell. And so, you know, you could do civil disobedience, Jason, but that's just going to get you a fine eventually when the enforcers find you. I think the only real solution in this case is to move to the free state, move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and make this your issue. You know, everybody's sort of got their pet issue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some people it's education, the war on drugs, or whatever. Hunting and fishing freedom could be your issue. And I doubt there's a kayaking license here in New Hampshire, but that's just me speculating, because New Hampshire tends to be a little more free than the other states. But make that your issue. There are plenty of outdoorsmen here in New Hampshire. I'm sure that you could get on board with that, because outdoor activities are pretty big here in this state. There's a lot of woods and ruralness and things like that. So I think that that could probably catch fire. And we're already seeing interest groups pop up. They're launching websites. They're creating the activists here are creating all of these separate one issue interest groups, and so that could be yours. And then if you wanted to do civil disobedience, this is the place to do it. There's no better place in America than New Hampshire because of the Free State Project to do civil disobedience. You'll have people that'll stand behind you. You'll have people that will support you. Whereas if you're in Virginia or Tennessee or wherever else you are doing these things, if you're doing civil disobedience there, you're alone. You're all by yourself, and there's no one to back you up. You're lucky if your mom's going to show up at your trial. 1-800-259-9231. So that's my suggestion as we go to the phones and talk to Eric in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Eric, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
That last email got me thinking. How would water rights, like in rivers, work in a free market system? And secondly, what about the commons? Like, for instance, salmon. Like, let's say you had a free market system. Wouldn't people just, you know, overfish the salmon population and ruin the commons, essentially?
Well, it's a great question. Let's deal with this. I'm going to deal with the second question first, just about fishing and consuming the fish in any given plot of water, area of water. Companies that are looking to sell fish for a living have an interest in breeding more fish to replace the fish that they've slaughtered and put into a box on the store shelf. So the market economy, by its nature, supports the propagation of animals that are put up for sale. Look at cows, for instance. I mean, there's no shortage of
cows.
No
shortage of cows.
Anytime soon. So in a marketplace, the companies would have certain areas where they would raise the fish, and this happens today. I mean, there are fisheries, as they call them, where fish are raised and slaughtered and put in boxes, and they raise more to replace them. That's how that works. Now, in regards to the waterways and that sort of thing, obviously things are a little trickier here, but private property can solve the problem. Let people own rivers. Let them own waterways. In some cases, you may have one entity owning an entire river or a segment of a river, and if there's pollution coming downstream from somewhere upstream that's running through your part of the river, you've got a case. You've got a...
It can't be too difficult to find out who's doing that,
right?
Because the people upriver from you would want to know where the pollution's coming from unless they are the person who is doing the polluting.
All right, so then you just take the polluter to court, and you get a settlement, and they, you know, they have to clean it up and stop the polluting, et cetera, et cetera. And because they would have to pay restitution for damaged property, then there's an incentive for them to not pollute in the first place, because they know if they get caught, they're going to have to not just say they're sorry, but they're going to have to pay back damages. Does that answer your question?
Do you think that everything must become private property in a free market system, or could you have just like an area, for instance, a river that would be owned in common?
Well, there's how do you own something in common anyway? I mean,
you mean like a park?
You can have a whole community pitch in and buy it or something like that, but then it's privately
owned by a group of individuals.
Like, imagine for a second you have a deed restricted community, a little private community where there's 50 houses. Some of them sit on a lake, some of them sit off the lake, but for that community owns that particular lake. It probably wasn't a lake ahead of time. They probably dug a big hole in the ground and then put a fountain in the middle. But whatever, that's that community's lake. It would be, you know, it's the community certainly could say that anybody who's a homeowner here can fish in this lake, this hole that we've dug in the ground and put a few fish in. Or they and the people that aren't owners of the houses can't fish there. They can have rules that nobody's allowed to fish, whatever rules they want, so long as that group owns that lake. And that seems very viable to me.
Yeah, right.
Makes sense to me. As to the second part of the question, though, I would agree that, that logically it seems as if the market would want to perpetuate itself by not overfishing. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, in reality, we do see a lot of areas being overfished, and you know, we've seen extinctions and what have you.
What areas are you referring to, sir?
Well, he's referring to wild animals.
You've got certain populations of fish, like let's say on the East Coast, where salmon and crab populations have gone down steadily because of overfishing.
Well, it's because they're owned in common, for one.
Yep.
And that's the biggest problem. I'm not saying that private property is going to completely solve the wild animal extinction problem. There's certainly some issues with owning private property, but we're not doing a very good job of it now.
Yeah, it's better than subjecting it to the tragedy of the commons. And the thing that they're not allowed to do is they're not allowed to homestead the ocean, which they should be able to do. These companies should be able to homestead the areas that they're fishing in, mm-hmm. and therefore then they would have an incentive to take care of what would become their private property. In that
you mean purchase like an area of the ocean?
They wouldn't be able to purchase it because no one owns it. They would homestead it, and they would make it theirs.
Well, let me give you an even more difficult conundrum, Ian. All right, so you've got two guys. One of them owns the up half of the stream. One of them owns the down half of the stream. And on this stream, salmon come. The down half of the stream, the salmon only travel through the down half of the stream in order to get to the up half of the stream where the guy owns that land. Now, obviously, he has an interest in protecting the salmon and their hatcheries and all that other stuff. The guy downstream doesn't have any hatcheries on his land. All he has an interest in doing is harvesting all the salmon.
Recap that when we come back for me. And, Eric, you've got some great questions, great calls. Thank you for making it. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-497-5991.
Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Dean here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, including the wiki, over 1,350 pages created by listeners just like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. Wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. And SACL, CAI, has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you, so their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359 for SACL, CAI. Now, Mark, go ahead and recap your scenario. We're talking about private property versus communal property, which, I mean, doesn't really even exist. It's only sort of in theory. But nonetheless, we're talking about how I had said that people should be able to homestead ocean. People mm-hmm. should be able to, like, fishing companies, because our last caller was concerned that, well, even though I claim that the marketplace wants to promulgate or to propagate the species that it is harvesting for mm-hmm. products for the purposes of turning them into products, he claims that they're still fishing them out anyway. And so I said, well, they should be able to homestead those areas of the ocean, and you came up with a related scenario.
Well, they might as well fish out the oceans of the world because they don't own the property. That's what they're incentivized to do. They're incentivized to get as many of their products out of the ocean as possible right now. Otherwise,
their competition will get it first. Right.
Right. So if they were able to homestead a piece of ocean, then they could cultivate that and then take out of it the right amount that they could make a profit and have crabs or dolphins or whatever it is that they're eating in the future.
Yep.
And this is the way that it this is the way it works on land with cows and works really good. Now we're having a problem with the ocean. What's the difference? Well, you can't own a piece of ocean
property. Yep. So, now, but you came up with a scenario.
Right. There's a scenario, and this is by no means a softball. You've got a river, and you know this is how you see salmon jumping through the lakes and streams.
They go upstream,
right? In order to find the little estuaries that they were.
They lay eggs.
Lay eggs in, and apparently they supposedly go back to the very same spot that mommy and daddy salmon, laid the eggs.
Nostalgic.
Very first, yes. Somehow they know. I don't, whatever. Then again, they could just go to some other spot, and who the hell would know? Anyway, so you've got this guy that owns, to make this easy, one long river. There's two people that own two portions of the river.
Got it.
Right? The one guy owns the down portion of the river, the downstream portion. The one guy owns the upstream portion. The upstream guy has every incentive in the world to want salmon to continue because he owns sort of the hatcheries. He wants, salmon to continue to go back. But, of course, his salmon have to go down through the downstream guy's section.
Now,
they would have to. I mean, either that or you helicopter them out to the ocean.
Well, why don't you just put up a little fence?
Because salmon need to go out to the ocean in order to eat or breed or whatever it is that they do.
Oh, really?
They go from freshwater streams to ocean. And then
I didn't know that.
Sorry.
Okay.
This is not a softball, Ian.
Gotcha.
So the downstream guy has every incentive in the world to, because he doesn't have any fisheries there, he has every incentive in the world to fish out the salmon as they come through,
mm-hmm.
or at least he has some incentives. I guess next year if he wants salmon, then he shouldn't fish out these salmon.
Right.
But for whatever reason, he could very easily want to fish all the salmon out and take them all.
Makes sense.
And then the guy upstream is out his salmon that would be coming down. Yeah, so it's kind of a screwy situation.
Well, if you want to rely on nature to set up your little fishery area, then I think that's a mistake. I think it would make more sense to actually have some sort of an artificial situation set up where you've got the salmon. I don't know how it would work. Somebody must have a salmon farm out there that could answer this better than me. I'm just speculating based on what you've told me.
Mm-hmm.
They've got to have saltwater.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
They've got to have a saltwater area to move in. To live in, and they've got to have a freshwater area to lay their eggs in, right?
Right.
Correct?
That's my understanding.
So
and that's certainly just some type of salmon.
So you set up two different pools or whatever, the saltwater pool and the freshwater pool.
Absolutely.
And you let
I'm not saying you can't
you
farm
go.
Salmon.
Problem solved.
I'm not saying you can't farm salmon. What people feel is nostalgia for the way things are currently.
Yeah.
Currently, salmon aren't entirely farmed. Now, you don't see a lot of wild cows running out there we've managed to lock down the cattle industry. But I suppose somewhere there's some bison. I don't know. People would like a solution that continues having wild salmon.
Well, there'd still be wild salmon. It's just that you'd have if you wanted to turn it into a business, you'd have to invest and create some pools and stuff. That's
okay.
All. So there you go. 1-800-259-9231. Nothing the market can't handle, Mark. Not at all. Speaking of the marketplace, we're going to go to Portland, Oregon for a story that stirred up some controversy over the past couple of days. This one's happening outside of the market because it involves a government bus system. In case you haven't heard, a transit agency chief has apologized, yesterday, actually, this is an AP story, to two lesbian teenagers who were kicked off a bus when a passenger complained about them kissing. TriMet general manager said, "Removing the girls from the bus was not consistent with our policy. I want to reiterate that we welcome all riders on our system." The 64-year-old bus driver will face a disciplinary action for removing the two 14-year-old girls during a June 8th incident aboard the bus, TriMet officials said, but no details about the discipline were released. The driver, who's an 11-year veteran, violated several agency procedures and policies, said the officials. The girls said the driver called them sickos after a female passenger complained about their kiss. He then stopped the bus along the street and forced them off. Now, in a free market situation where all buses were run on a private basis,
they'd be charging money to watch girls kiss in the back.
Well, there could be that kind of bus. And then there could be a bus, like a Puritan bus, where someone could say, "Hey, that's not appropriate. I don't want that on my bus.
Well,
off my bus."
Yeah, you can make whatever. If it's your bus, you can make whatever rules you want.
Right.
Look, if you girls aren't in the back, these are 14-year-old girls. I'm not talking about 14-year-old girls. I'm talking about 18-year-old ones that are legal to kiss, as far as I'm concerned.
I think it's legal for 14-year-old girls to kiss.
I'm just saying. don't want to be misconstrued in any way, shape, or form. But you can make up your own rules on your own bus in a free market. If you all girls need to kiss in order to get on the bus, fine. If no girls are allowed to kiss in order to ride the bus, fine. Whatever rules you want.
That's
your
nice,
bus.
That's the nice thing about private property.
It really is.
And then all the patrons can decide which kind of bus they want
to
ride.
Because all you have to do is make one sick, weird rule, maybe even make it one time arbitrarily, and you're going out of business.
You could choose as a passenger to ride on the Jesus bus, or you could choose to ride on the goth lesbian bus, because I've seen the pictures of these girls, and one of them's kind of spooky looking. But the actions apparently did not warrant being removed. Didn't warrant being removed from the bus, said the TriMet bureaucrat. A policy requires operator to call for assistance before removing any minors, and TriMet sincerely apologizes to the girls and their families for the incident. Well, the mother of one of the girls welcomed the apology, quote, "The only thing I had a problem with is they didn't really address why the driver broke those policies. He knew it was wrong. He's been a driver for 11 years. Well, obviously, he probably hasn't come across that very often on the bus. I doubt it's very, I would think it's kind of rare for that sort of public display of affection to occur on a city bus. And he obviously felt very strongly about it. And inevitably, there are going to be a lot of people out there in Portland that are going to say to themselves, well, I agree with the bus driver. A lot of people are going to agree with the bus driver in this particular case.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be outraged at this government bureaucracy, this TriMet. They're going to be outraged that they are now disciplining this bus driver. And so, once again, we're back in the situation where having this government property, having this communal property, as Eric in Michigan would refer to it as, having these government programs just encourages interest groups to duke it out and fight amongst themselves. So now you might have the Christian coalition boycotting the TriMet buses as a result of the fact that they don't like the policy. And, of course, inevitably the goth crowd's going to be all happy about this.
And all of us suffer because when it comes to the city bus, we all have to support it. It's going to run every day, whether it runs empty or full.
Thank you for
and
that.
And when somebody boycotts, it doesn't hurt the city bus. They don't care. Look, most of the city buses in America run empty every day.
Right, so it'll just basically be the Christian coalition wasting their breath because nothing they say is going to change this. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention it deserves? Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. Readpi.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit readpi.com today.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. I'm the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues. It means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it?
I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time?
Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Click on Join Now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/BuyDirect and click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. But just enough time for your call if you make it now at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark,
you can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features totally free, so enjoy those on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. And one of the ways you can help support the show is by going and voting for Free Talk Live. Right now, Mark, you told me we're only ahead by one vote.
Well, that was the last I checked.
And that was tonight. You told me that tonight. So
that's
if it's not one vote now, it's darn close to one vote.
Or it's zero.
So we could really use your help at this point. Vote.freetalklive.com. You only need to do it once a month. So if you've already done it this month, well, you're SOL. You can't do it again. But if you've yet to vote for
us, I'm sure you have friends.
Yes. You've got friends. You've got family. You've got an instant messenger. You've got email. Forward this link to your friends and family. Vote.freetalklive.com. It'll take them less than a minute. It makes a big difference for us because us being number one in the podcast world at PodcastAlley.com helps bring new listeners to the show. We get listener after listener telling us, found you on Podcast Alley, found you on Podcast Alley. So it's very valuable. Vote.freetalklive.com. Your email won't be sold, it won't be spammed, and it helps us out a lot. All right, so let's see. A little bit more, I guess, about these two girls, 14-year-old girls. They were kissing on the public bus in Portland, Oregon recently. The bus driver didn't really take to that too kindly. He called them sickos. And then stopped the bus right there on the street and forced them off. Now, he's going to be disciplined by the bus bus bureaucracy, because it is a government bus, as I understand it. And some of the people, I guess the gay rights organization in town there is, of course, coming to their defense. Melissa Cherniak, spokesperson for Basic Rights Oregon, says the gay rights group has been in contact with the family and that they share their concerns. They're considering a lawsuit, but are going to mull it over. They have yet to actually do anything about that.
I'm not sure a lawsuit's really going to handle the situation.
It might get them some money. Who knows?
God knows.
But if this were a private bus company, then you wouldn't be able to sue. Then you would agree when you bought the ticket, you would be agreeing to a contract. And in that contract, they could very well specify that whatever the bus driver says goes. If you don't like what the bus driver's rules are, you're free to leave our bus. In fact, we'll even refund your money if you haven't gone over half your trip or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
If the marketplace were able to decide in this particular case, we'd have a nice variety to choose from, presuming buses were even in demand in the first place.
Oh, they
some
would
people
be.
Might even question that. Some people might say that, well, there's hardly anybody riding the buses now, and depending on the area you live in, and it's not economically feasible for the government to do it. Would a private bus system work in a similar manner?
Well,
how would it be different?
It wouldn't work for every city. many towns are bedroom communities for larger towns nearby.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of any example, but for instance, Tampa.
New Jersey to New York City.
Very much so.
Right.
You know, so there's no public transportation that, you know, local public buses wouldn't really be able to service the customers as they would need to. Some towns it would be great for, sometimes it wouldn't work for. And we've sort of had, like, buses have been controlled for so long by municipal organizations that we've ruined the setup of our towns based on people not wanting to use municipal transportation.
Really?
Yeah, well, look at New York City. People don't even use cars there. It's crazy ostentatious to use a car in Manhattan.
Okay.
Because it's sort of it's a pre-car city. Whereas if you look at Vegas, you can't get around Vegas without a car.
Hmm.
You know, that's a post-car city. And municipal transportation hasn't really been the player in this that it should have been because, well, municipalities have owned it. They've ruined it.
Right. Government screws everything up.
Everything that they have, yeah.
1-800-259-9231. Let's see here. Mark, you've got a story about, and this is actually a little graphic, so we have to be clinical about this. It's about seal phalluses being sold, apparently on the black market.
Yes.
Right?
An Alaskan man has pleaded guilty to selling more than 100 fur seal usiks, or penises, to a local gift shop that intended to sell the items as
tourist attractions, tourist trap.
Come on, what are you possibly going to do with an usik?
I don't know, something sexual. What are you?
Aphrodisiac every time. Every
you
time
eat it?
I'm suspecting that's the case. they don't go into it deeply.
I would never have guessed that. By the way, I had no idea.
Every time it's they use some animals. Member,
wow.
Yeah, just about. Michael Richard, and the thing is these legends have developed essentially by themselves autonomously. So, you know, you get tiger phalluses, rhino phalluses, every thing out there. I think it's rhino, powdered rhino horns.
Actually. I'm so upset I don't have a seal sound effect. All I've got's a turkey.
That's not a seal there?
No.
It sounded just like one.
It's close.
<You're correct. laughs> Michael Richard Zarkoff and Alouette. So he's an Indian and former tribal president from the Bering Sea village of St. Paul pled guilty this week to one count of violating the Marine Mammal Protection Act.
Oh, he didn't get a count per penis?
Apparently not.
Lucky man.
Federal law prohibits the sale of any raw marine mammal parts unless they've been crafted into pieces of Alaskan native artwork.
Oh, well, he should have known better. Now that he knows the rules, he can go out and, like, you know, I don't know what native artwork is like, but get a canvas and just attach a piece very lightly to it, mm-hmm. label it seal penis number one, mm-hmm. print number one, and sign it. You know, that way it looks like it's a piece of art, and just, you know, increase the cost a little and sell
Maybe
that.
That's not how they define Alaskan native artwork.
I don't know.
In Zarkov's case,
I'm just trying to help the guy out.
The former tribal leader sold the raw seal penises to a gift shop catering to customers from Asia. The shop then sold the items for about $100 each, according to the Justice Department. Assistant U.S.
$100
attorney.
$100 for a seal penis? Seriously? $100.
It's not like you run across these things every day.
I guess not.
Low supply.
That really has got to be a good... Can you cut it up and just take a bite of it? For the aphrodisiac quality?
I'm not 100% sure whether you don't just hang it around your neck. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I don't know.
Okay.
And I also have the guy's facing 1 year prison term and a $20,000 fine. I got an interesting what would happen in a libertarian world question that I think...
About seal penises?
No, not about seal penises. I want to change this.
You don't want to talk about seal penises?
We've got 3 minutes, and I've got this question, and I think you should address it.
All right, fine. If anybody knows anything about how you actually utilize the seal penis for the aphrodisiac effects, I'm curious.
Please don't call.
I'm curious.
Please don't.
Email if you must. If you can't call. Go ahead with your
All
question.
Right. What happens to, basically, the way we see it is, if there's no one harmed in a crime, then no crime has been committed, correct?
Correct. No victim, no crime.
And when it comes to a murder, essentially you're talking about the victim's family, right?
The victim's family and the business that the person worked for. Lots of people are harmed by someone being murdered. Yes.
What would happen to, say, a woman who kills her child immediately after childbirth?
in a free market situation?
Yeah, this is an interesting one. I don't have an answer. Otherwise, I'd just type back whatever my canned answer was. But I don't have an answer for this one.
Does she have a husband
here?
Does she have a father? Is there a father in the picture?
It's likely there's a father somewhere, but. If
daddy's around, then he's got a case.
Let's take it one step farther. This is the kind of girl that leaves her baby in a dumpster and it dies that way.
Yeah.
In this case, is she guilty of murder? Because if she would have been done, if the abortion freaks out there would have their way, if she'd have done it a day before, she wouldn't be guilty of anything, right?
Mm.
I'm really stuck.
You have
on
to junk throw this at me in the last
so
3 minutes of the show.
There is a father out there. He likely doesn't know or care that the child is in existence.
Okay.
There's grandparents.
Yeah.
The society is certainly damaged in this particular one, but I don't really believe that society is allowed to sue when it comes to the state
right.
Bringing charges. I think that's generally wrong. I'm really stuck on this one. If anybody can help me with this particular email.
I'd like to hear from somebody who, like maybe Gene the Christian Anarchist, somebody who is definitely not in favor of abortion and what their idea would be in regards to how the marketplace would handle a situation like that. Because my natural response is, well, there's nobody to hold her responsible or no one to bring her up on charges, what can you do?
And my natural response is, oh my God, she killed a living human being and she needs to go to prison. Maybe a prison for a special prison for crazy baby killing moms.
Right.
But at the very least, she knows she needs to go to prison. But who is she going to make reparations to?
Yeah, she wouldn't be able to make reparations to anyone but the father, I wouldn't think. Because no one else at that point had been able to...
Well, the grandparents are definitely harmed in this. Their grandchild has been killed.
That's if they even knew the girl was pregnant.
It's true, and...
What about the teenage girl, the 16-year-old that's been knocked up, has managed to hide it from her parents, and...
She's a runaway.
Right.
Whatever.
This is all presuming we even find out.
Oh,
I mean,
that's absolutely
know?
True.
Man, that's a tricky one, Mark, and we're going to have to leave it there. I don't have a good answer. I would say that maybe in different areas of certain private property owners could create rules that might affect that, but I'm really interested in what our listeners think on that one.
Yeah, I mostly just feel sorry for anybody in that.
We're back tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Are you against liquor laws but worried your teens will drive drunk? Have them watch a free video from underage drinkers against drunk driving. Go to udad.com. That's UDADD.com. After watching this powerful video presentation, your teens will never want to drink and drive. Try your luck selling UDAD merchandise. That's UDAD.com. UDADD.com. A message from underage drinkers against drunk driving.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.